This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
3, 2, 1. Live from Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton.
Podcast.
With my man.
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez. Perez.
Baby, beat Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the PHP. Brand new episode. I'm Booker. He's Perez. How are you doing?
I'm doing the best I can. It's the holidays, and I am moving, so that's very stressful for me right now. But yeah. I'm just excited to do this show today, take a temporary break, and then start the new year off with lots of newness and settled. You know me, I'm an extreme person.
Sure.
I'm not going to be in a new house and have boxes there for months. Like, I'm going to bust my butt, hibernate, do nothing, and literally unpack all of the boxes in 2 weeks. That's the amount of time that I've given myself, and I think that's a very realistic goal. So looking forward to that, and also to talking about Selena Gomez today, because there's a lot to get to, and I know that y'all are eager for that. Also, Kim Kardashian upsetting folks, Taylor Swift, and more. But first, before we do anything, a moment of somberness. The reality TV star Mama June, her daughter Chickadee, nickname, passed away over the weekend at 29 years young of cancer. And the saddest part, not just that, you know, like nobody should be dying at 29, is that she leaves behind small kids, you know. So my thoughts go out to her children and all of the family. But yeah, lots of silliness to get to today, and delight, like I think I mentioned it on the Patreon. I went to go see Kylie Minogue over the weekend again, because I love Kylie Minogue, and I was invited by the woman who was in the center of all that Miranda Lambert brouhaha here in Las Vegas. She has two names, which I love. Publicly, I'll go by that name, Adela. She invited me as her guest, and I will happily be anybody's guest who wants me to go see Kylie Minogue. Before we recorded the podcast, like literally moments before, a friend of mine texted me that Sarah McLachlan is going on tour next year for the 30th anniversary of Fumbling Towards Ecstasy.
Wow, it's been 30 years since that came out.
I know. Jeez. And then I got real sad because she's not playing Las Vegas.
No?
No. A lot of artists skip Vegas when they go to tour.
Really?
I don't know, because there's just so many options, and maybe it's harder to book here, but I might have to make a trip out somewhere to go see it, because that's my favorite album of all time. My number one. I've said this before. It's my favorite album of all time.
Possession is just such a fucking great song. And
everything.
Yeah. If you guys have never listened to that album, do. That album just had magic in it, right?
I've said this. If I'm lucky enough to know when I'm in the process of dying, if I'm on my deathbed, that's the album I want to listen to.
Lucky enough. Who wants to know that they're dying? I just want to go.
Well, I mean, I want to be able to say goodbye to people and hopefully be like 100 years old or whatever, you know? Anyways, how are you? How was your weekend?
I'm good. I went to a Charger game yesterday, and I love that organization because they just treat me like gold. I mean, we sat on the field yesterday. We had the field level box, and God, it's insane. One of those pimped out suites, and that stadium is so freaking nice, and there's just so many areas of it. I mean, we were walking around yesterday like, I didn't even know this existed. It's just... they made it nice everywhere.
I never went to that stadium.
You haven't been
so
to SoFi yet? Dude, it's the nicest stadium you ever go. You actually don't mind that you're in a stadium. I know how you feel about stadium shows, yeah. But the accoutrements are like, oh my God.
Did the Chargers win?
Fuck no, they suck.
So did the Raiders. They lost embarrassingly.
So did the Chiefs. How about that?
Oh, I know. Well, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Don't worry. But a reminder, I'm officially back on TikTok. Follow me, Perez Hilton videos. That's it. All right.
How's it going, by the way?
I'm just happy to be on there. You know, like I thought for sure the trolls were going to start mass reporting me, and either that hasn't happened or it has happened and they've just fine-tuned the systems, but all good so far.
All right.
At Perez Hilton videos on TikTok. All right. Selena Gomez.
I'm sorry, but I just find it funny that there's fucking losers out there that are like, oh, he's back. We better report him.
It happens. Yes.
I know. It's just hilarious. They're just losers. It's funny. I'm sorry. Continue.
All good. Selena Gomez has a new man in her life and she hard launched him on social media, specifically on Instagram. It's interesting. You know, there really is a divide. Even though TikTok has become more mature since, you know, it went wide in 2020, really, with the pandemic, older people, like 30 plus, will still gravitate to Instagram to break news and do things. And that's what Selena Gomez did. She took to the comments section of random posts to confirm the rumors that she is dating Benny Blanco, the music producer. Now, there are some discrepancies as to how you would describe him. I thought he was a friend of Justin Bieber's. However, some Selenators are saying that they were just co-workers, friendly co-workers. They were never friends. Okay, all right, whatever, fine. Maybe they were never friends. But what's also surprising is that Selena and Benny Blanco have been dating for more than a minute. They've been dating secretly for 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah, and I don't believe this, but there's like a 2% possibility that they might be engaged.
Wow.
Because Selena shared a photo on her IG story of her wearing a ring with a B on it.
Yeah, but that's not an engagement ring.
I don't know.
Oh,
it could be a promise ring. I listen, did you not listen to me? I said there's
a 2%.
I listened
to you. I'm just poking a hole in it. That's all. I'm just saying there's no way that's an engagement ring.
I said there was a 2% possibility that it was true.
It's all right.
I didn't say I didn't say it was. I said it was 98% not true. Jesus.
I'm not calling you out. I'm just saying it's not true. I'm just here commenting to what you're saying. Calm down.
But the fact that she did wear the B ring on her wedding ring finger, you know, it's maybe a promise ring or it's a commitment ring or it's a sign of how serious this 6+ month relationship is. The family is involved. Her mother recently, actually, only recently started following Benny on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And she got a little bit defensive, too. This is what I think made the story even bigger than it would have been. Some fans, you know, they're invested, I guess is a polite way of saying it, in Selena Gomez's private life, who she's dating.
Right.
And they still, even though Justin Bieber is married, you know, perpetuate this narrative that perhaps maybe one day Justin and Selena are going to get back together.
God.
It's ridiculous. It's so silly.
Yeah.
They're not getting back together. In fact, she made a point of saying that she's never dating another fuckboy in the future. Like she said that. She said also, he has treated me better than any human being on this planet. He's still, and then in another comment replying, he's still better than anyone I've ever been with.
Wow.
Facts. Facts. That's a diss on all her ex-boyfriends. Justin Bieber, The Weeknd, everybody else.
Maybe she finally picked a nice guy. I've met Benny before. He's like, you know what he's like? He's like, he's kind of like a hippie. He's real like hanging out, just cool, sweet, soft-spoken. He's a nice guy. So good for her. And she's sweet too. So I'm glad they found each other. I hope it works out.
Well, I hope it works out too. I mean, it already has because they were quiet about it, and now they've gone public, and I don't know, you know how celebrities are. They might end up married over the holidays. They're gonna come to Vegas and elope. I would love that for them. Life is short. Do what you want. Who cares what other people say? Although the one thing I do want to highlight and point out is repeatedly, Selena likes to remind us how much she hates social media and how she's constantly not on it because she doesn't even have it on her phone. It's on her mother's phone or somebody else's phone. And
bullshit.
Yeah, how she's taking all these breaks. If you're fucking replying to all these comments,
you're on it's Instagram. On,
yeah, you love it. You're all about it.
Yeah.
So anyways, congratulations to her and to him. Not congratulations, sadly, to Travis Kelce. He and the Chiefs lost again the second week in a row. And some, you know, very superstitious Chiefs fans are blaming Taylor Swift, the Taylor Swift effect. They went from winning the Super Bowl to now December. The season's towards the end. It's towards the end of the season, right? They're still like in playoff contention, right?
Oh, yes. And they'll make the playoffs, no problem. But they are sort of on the line, and they do need to knock off a couple of wins. But yesterday's game, Perez, Travis Kelce made the greatest play to save and win the game. And there was a penalty. A guy lined up offsides. What that means is like where the football is, all you have to do is stay behind that. The guy lined up a foot beyond the football. So as soon as the play started, they threw the flag because they had to. I mean, the guy was clearly offsides. They throw the ball to Travis Kelce, right? So he runs and he's about to get tackled. As he's about to get tackled, he throws it backwards to another fucking player who catches it and runs it into the end zone. He's an ex-quarterback. He was a high school quarterback, Travis Kelce. Oh. It was the most amazing play to save and win the game. And this fucking dunce lined up on the wrong side of the ball. And Patrick Mahomes was fucking hot after the game. It's like, sorry, dude. I mean, if it was like a couple of inches, okay. It was like a foot. I mean, it wasn't even close. So, I mean, the refs had to call it, but it was the coolest fucking play to save the game from Travis Kelce. And they called it back and they lost. It was crazy.
Bummer. Taylor was there, though, and the NFL is still showing her lots of love on their social media accounts, and she's wearing her Chiefs gear. I even saw this one video where she, a couple of weeks ago, there's this, I guess, like a boutique or a vintage store in Kansas City, and she bought all this vintage Chiefs merch. So you're going to see her rocking some old school styles.
Cool.
Also, it was reported, based just on guesstimates, that Taylor Swift's Eras Tour was the number one highest grossing tour of the year, taking in over $1 billion. However, in an unusual move, Taylor's management told tour watchers that they're not going to publicly share the info on how much the tour has made, neither now nor at the end of the tour, which just confirms my suspicions that she's making way more than any of the projections, way more than the $2 billion that it's projected, because I think they're getting these numbers just based on ticket sales, but she's crushing it with merch. Yeah. She's making so much per person each stop. It's just wild.
Yeah. And that's where the real money is, in the merch. And you get to keep that. You know, I was standing on the field yesterday and I was just looking up at SoFi Stadium. And I'm looking at all these seats. And then I start thinking, then there's seats on the floor. And then I'm just doing the math. there's $150. There's $350. There's $1,000. You know, it's just crazy. Did you see what Shohei Ohtani got, the baseball player, to join the Dodgers? $700 million for 10 years.
Every other superstar professional athlete now is going to be trying to renegotiate their deals.
They made a list yesterday, Perez, of like, and I think it's 9 or 10 teams, that he makes more money than their entire payroll.
I didn't even realize that baseball was that profitable.
Merchandising, and it's global, and those uniform sales and cable deals. The cable deals are where the real money is, but man, they're owned by the Guggenheims. They got fucking endless cash. Like, it's just monopoly money at this point.
But, yeah. Wow. I thought football and basketball were way more popular in the U.S. than baseball.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. So, you know what? You're probably right. The Dodgers, they sell merch worldwide.
Sure.
Even people that don't even care about baseball.
Right. Yankees as well.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, on to Kanye West. I don't even know how the hell this popped. I'm curious the original platform, but somehow, actually, I just connected the dots. I was like, how did this get out there? But I think I know now. So Kanye West hired, over the last year or so, this guy who used to be very attention-getting and talked about a lot on social media, Milo Yiannopoulos, this alt-right figure. You remember him?
Mm-hmm.
So now he works with Kanye as some consultant or media person or whatever. And if I had to guess, I'm all but certain that the one video that I'm going to talk about right now was seeded, planted, and leaked by Milo Yiannopoulos, because Kanye is banned from all social media. I don't think he's allowed to be on social media. Yeah, he's banned. So anyways, the one video that I'm talking about that's gone viral is a snippet of a new song. And he samples a Backstreet Boys song, the classic Everybody, Everybody. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm not going to sing it, but
you just did, but okay.
I know, whatever. That song.
So he samples it.
Yeah, and I would be very disappointed if the Backstreet Boys or Max Martin cleared this. Like, I wonder if it's an illegal sampling, you know? Like, I really hope that's the case. I love the Backstreet Boys and Max Martin. I would be disappointed if they agreed to that.
Hmm. Do you have to get clearance or do you just have to pay them?
Well, if you're going to release it on streaming platforms, yeah, you need to get clearance because it's not a cover. If it was a cover, then I don't believe you need clearance. You just pay automatically or whatever.
That's what I'd wondered. So it depends. If it's the actual Backstreet Boys sample, then you're right. They'd have to ask. But if not, then he could do what he wants.
But even if he didn't sample their actual voices, if he sampled the lyrics and melody, you still need to get approval for an interpolation if it's not a direct cover.
Gotcha.
Anyways, I hope that's not the case. Hopefully we get clarification on that this week. Also, an update since our Patreon show. As of today, this moment, Kim Kardashian still has not apologized to Taylor Swift over all of the Kanye West phone call drama that pushed her into a very dark place, she revealed recently in a new interview, which surprised me. I thought for sure that Kim would apologize.
Well, that we know of. When we spoke about this, we talked that she shouldn't make it public. Maybe if Taylor wants to say that later on. But I think Taylor would say that if it happened. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think she would sit on it for weeks and weeks and weeks if Kim bent the knee and was, you know, fell on the sword and said, I'm sorry. I think Taylor wouldn't waste that much time telling us so the story doesn't continue to snowball. Yeah. You'd think.
We haven't heard that yet.
Nothing. Yeah.
Also, Kim Kardashian was a guest on a podcast recently and made some comments about mental health that upset people.
Okay.
So ridiculous. You know, they were talking about that expression, fake it till you make it. And this guy said, oh no, make it until you make it, which is one of LeBron James' logos or slogans, make it until you make it. Mm-hmm. And then Kim said, but I do love the fake it until you make it, because I think if you're a person that is not happy or is depressed and you can't get up to, don't have the drive to work, if you're faking that you're happy and you're at least putting out that energy that you're happy, you will feel that. You will get there. I always have really felt that.
Dr. Kardashian.
No, but I don't know why people are so upset.
They shouldn't be upset, but it's just stupid. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
stupid.
No, just continue going out there and pretending like you're something that you're not.
I have read, and I could be wrong, but studies show, have proven, it's scientifically backed that if you fake a smile, it will help you feel better, even if you're not feeling 100%. It might not help you a lot, all right? It might not literally lift you out of depression, but if you're just like a sad or whatever, and if you fake a smile, it helps, is what I've read.
Listen, I have no problem with what she said. And I also think she's an idiot. So there
hey,
you go.
Hey, hey. All right. Well, speaking of reality TV stars, Kyle Richards on the recent episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was talking about how her sister, Kathy Hilton, is a major biatch, and they're fighting again. And because of their strained relationship, she has been estranged from Paris Hilton and the babies and all of that. And I've recently dived deep into Kathy Hilton, and she's a piece of work. Oh my God.
Really?
I saw all these clips from Paris's reality show, Paris in Love, where Kathy wasn't. It's so interesting. Like, if a parent or any person, just you could be telling somebody in the most concise, plain, direct way something really painful that happened to you, and they just cannot hear it. Like, it goes over their head. And Kathy Hilton is that person.
Right.
You know, she did not want to acknowledge the trauma that Paris went through as a teenager, you know, because Paris was acting out a lot when she was young, but Kathy Hilton read her daughter's diary and then made fun of her and was mocking it to her sisters and all of these things. And I didn't realize, you know, when you really open yourself up on reality TV like that, you're going to expose yourself and people are going to have opinions. And my opinion on Kathy Hilton is I don't think I like her. There, I said that. Speaking of reality TV, coming soon to reality television is Armie Hammer's wife, Elizabeth Chambers. Well, I should say his ex-wife. They are divorced. She, during the pandemic, moved to the Cayman Islands with Armie Hammer, which is where he grew up. And I don't even think he lives there now anymore. Maybe he does. I don't even know what he's doing professionally. But Armie Hammer, even though he comes from this pedigree family, the Hammer family, he doesn't have a ton of family money, allegedly. Mm-hmm. So he's allegedly, reportedly broke. So somebody's got to make money and provide for the family. So that's what Elizabeth Chambers is doing. And I don't know, the show looks good. It's kind of like in a Real Housewives of Grand Cayman.
Okay.
Coming to Hulu. I'm curious. We'll see how it goes.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
On our Patreon show, I mentioned that Adele gave this interview, that I appreciated her candor and honesty throughout it because she didn't try to sugarcoat who she was. And then I also questioned the risk-reward element of it all.
Right. If you didn't hear, he was talking about her tone, and it wasn't bitchy, but it was just, it didn't print through the way you think it would.
Prickly maybe is a word, okay. Or I don't want to say diva, but you know, anyways, I gave one example of the Vegas show and the coming in with signs and then her calling out her doctor's daughter. Well, this other moment from that Adele interview went viral, and it was Adele saying that she doesn't like it when singers cover her songs. She does not appreciate artists covering her songs. She says that nobody can sing her songs as well as she can.
I would appreciate the check that comes in the mail when they do.
Because she writes them, and that's her reasoning for it.
Okay.
That just brought out a lot of discourse, and also some accusations of hypocrisy because one of Adele's most beloved songs is a cover, That Make You Feel My Love song. Mm. And she does it really well. I think she does it better than the original, actually.
She's fearful that somebody will do her songs better than her.
Maybe that's it. In other music-related news, congratulations to Vanderpump Rules star Ariana Madix. She is heading to Broadway.
Wow.
She's going to be starring in Chicago the Musical.
No kidding.
It's known for their stunt casting. I want to be in Chicago the Musical. I actually auditioned for Chicago the Musical. I thought I was pretty good. I auditioned for the role of Amos, Mr. Cellophane. And if you're curious, I posted the video on my YouTube years ago. I thought I did pretty well.
Yeah, so, I got to see that.
Anyways, she'll be playing Roxy. Congratulations to her. Some couples news, very rough to hear. Shannon Doherty, we talked about her recently, diagnosed with breast cancer that has spread to her bones. She, while was going through all of this within the last year, also had her marriage implode when she discovered that her husband was, according to her, carrying on an affair for 2 years. And she found out about that right before she was supposed to go into surgery. And she went into surgery, but did not want her husband there with her. Understandable. She talked about confronting the other woman and yada, yada, yada. And men suck. I just continue to send her positive vibes. But in not so negative couples news, Shawn Mendes has quietly been dating this new woman, an older lady. Her name is Charlie Travers. He loves the older women. Now he's dating this woman who's 12 years older, who is like a TV personality, and she's a musician, and she does a bunch of different things. Her name is Charlie Travers. Congratulations to her. Okay, one more couples item. I have not asked her if this is true. I would not. But according to multiple reports, my friend Jewel, the singer, is getting acquainted with Kevin Costner. I don't know if that's true, but if it is true, he's very lucky because she's a phenomenal human being. So
I hear he's not so nice. I've always heard that, which bums me out. I am a fucking huge Kevin Costner fan, and I love his movies, and I love Yellowstone. And
have you heard that from people that know? I mean, I've only heard that in terms of like professional reputation, but not in terms of like he's a bad person. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I've heard he's a diva. Yeah, definitely. I've heard that. Anyways, all right, let's take a couple calls.
Hey, it's Flo Lumsden. I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. And, oh, I just love Perez talking about Paris. So fitting. And I had a comment slash question. I've been watching Paris's new season of Paris in Love and also thought the part about her not spending as much time as most mothers do with her newborn was very interesting. And it occurred to me that she had said in her documentary that it really helped her, it was like therapy. It helped her see herself and grow as a person and was like a catalyst to a lot of change in her life that has been positive for her getting married, etc. So maybe she sort of used the second season of the show documenting her journey becoming a mom as a way to become a better mom or a better person since it's helped her in the past. What do you guys think?
I can't imagine watching that fucking show is what I think. What about you?
I don't believe that at all. I know Paris well enough to know she's very calculated and she's doing a reality TV show for the same reason I would do a reality TV show. Because it's good for her career. Okay. It's for the career. It's not for anything else than that.
From the expert. There you go. All right, another call.
Hi, Perez and Booker. I just wanted to call. My name is Mackenzie from Michigan. Booker is 100% correct that the new Willy Wonka movie with Timothy Chalamet looks like shit. It looks cheesy. It looks weird. It seems like a waste of money. Hugh Grant looks stupid as fuck in this. And he even gave an interview recently and was like, it's really bad. I would love to hear Perez's thoughts on that.
I love Hugh Grant. I mean, he's like you. He's like, I just do shit for the money. It literally says that shit.
Yeah, but I don't believe that. I don't believe he said the movie's bad and it's not even out yet. That's really, I've got to Google that because that's hard to swallow.
It does not look good to me. I can't believe I've seen a couple of commercials now. The only thing I actually did like was the Hugh Grant scenes where he's like in a kind of a test tube kind of thing. And I was like, that looks funny. But outside of that, I was like, this looks light. Like Timothy Chalamet looks light in this role.
All right.
Let's wrap it up.
We appreciate you all. Sign up for our Patreon, get exclusive shows, access to us, and a great community over at patreon.com/Perez Hilton. That's patreon.com/Perez Hilton. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful week. See you, some of you, on Thursday.
Take care, friends.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.